Save us, Lord our God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how did this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
It's so beautiful, the contact of Elizabeth and her Heavenly Mother Mary. The kind of sweetness together, the voice of each other affect one another. Of course, in between the Holy Spirit is working. When we open our heart to the Holy Spirit, it works, because the presence of the Holy Spirit is peace and joy. The first reading from Song of Songs saying, "Hark, hark, my lover, here he comes, springing across mountains, leaping across the hills. My lover is like gazelle or a young stag. He stands behind a wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattice." It's a kind of love affair, as a matter of fact, with God. We should have the same feeling. We are his children. God is our Father, so we should have this kind of freedom, joy, to contact Him. Take Jesus as our brother. He is by our side. He never left us behind. He's always with us. Even though we forget about Him, He's still in His heart. We are still in His heart. So be joyful. Also at this time, we are waiting for the second coming of the Lord. We hope He's ready, but this ready is not kind of stern. It's kind of joyful, because Jesus is present before He comes for the second time. He is present in each person. He's mentioned, whatever you do to the least, you're doing to me. And also we have the chance of receiving Holy Sacrament, especially the Eucharist, His body and blood become our body and blood. We share His life, Jesus' life, with peace and joy, so let us be joyful and peaceful, living every minute of the day.